USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders and lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. An event was held Monday after the actual anniversary was marked on Saturday.
Today and always, Americans are united in grief for those who lost their lives and for their families, and gratitude for the heroes of the day.
The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced, or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
GOP gubernatorial frontrunner Larry Elder was almost hit by an egg thrown by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. Elder is calling for the woman to be arrested on Fox and Friends, but he also says he doesn't expect it to happen.
Maybe she's one of the people that should be in bar behind bars, but for the DA out here in L.A. who was supported by Gavin Newsom, who has not been charging criminals to the fullest extent of the law, maybe she'd be in jail.
LAPD say they're looking for the woman, but say she would only face a misdemeanor battery charge and not a hate crime. A lead FBI agent looking into the alleged kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is off the job. The Detroit News reporting Richard Trapp was fired last week. His removal comes as Trask is waiting for trial on charges of allegedly beating his wife in July after they attended a swingers party. The prosecution also announcing earlier this month they would not use Trask as a witness during the upcoming trial. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
A tropical storm is approaching the Texas coast.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is centered about 30 miles from the mouth of the Rio Grande River. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, a top U.S. public health official, says that a new study regarding the so-called natural immunity following COVID-19 infection is provoking discussion among government experts. Fauci asked about the research and natural immunity on CNN.
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine. So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue, and there could be an argument for saying what you said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.